Prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled. From the studio gym where excuses never apply, it's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Hey, hey, welcome back to another episode of Superhuman Radio. We had a great show planned, and we still do. The second hour, Sean Vicenton will join us for an episode of Military Fitness Radio about how to make progressions and train and avoid pain. And we're talking about the bad kind of pain. And so that'll be an interesting discussion. Adam McVeigh was supposed to join me for the first hour. As I shine the spotlight on other podcasters out there that are doing great things within the physical culture community. But I don't have a phone number for him, and I've been messaging him on Facebook, and I'm hoping that he sees the message. Maybe he's got our times mixed up. I think he's on Central Time. So it could be that. So I'm going to try to entertain you for a little while we wait for Adam to notify me that he can dial in. And if not, I'll entertain you for the entire hour, hopefully, until Sean Vicenton can jump on and break the monotony. This has been a constant theme this week. I cannot tell you the number of people who have canceled. Yesterday, I had a great show planned yesterday. The first hour, somebody from the DOD was supposed to come on, and I'll tell you his name in a second, and was supposed to come on and talk about a study that the DOD funded. I gotta put the word classified in. You're not gonna believe this. This is funny. Classified. So, he was supposed to come on and talk about a study that the DOD just published that shows that they developed an algorithm. And he's like a computer scientist, mathematician guy. They developed an algorithm that actually lets you pinpoint how much caffeine to take for different performance enhancements and when to take it so that you're actually at the peak of performance, not the peak of stimulation, because the stimulation that comes on sometimes isn't good for performance. Anybody who's taken a pre-workout and actually had it kick in while they were training, you know what I'm talking about. You can actually get a little anxious, and you know it's best if that stuff is already in you and your body is adjusted to the newness of the stimulation before you actually start putting your body under a load. They developed an actual formula to determine how best to use caffeine. And that caffeine they used in the study was really a caffeine supplement, but this could go for coffee as well. I was really excited about this. And it was really funny because I emailed the author of the study, and he obviously is in the military. And I got a reply back. And I kid you not, from six different people simultaneously. And every one of the emails at the very top said classification unclassified in big, bold, bracketed words. It said classification unclassified, big, bold caps with brackets on. I'm like, oh, wow. And so, you know, he agreed to do the interview. His name was Reifman. I want to say his last name. I'm looking through. I mean, yeah, Jacques Reifman, R-E-I-F-M-A-N, Dr. Jacques Reifman, senior research scientist, director of biotechnology, HPC Institute, U.S. Army Medical Research and Material Command. And, he's in Fort Derrick, Maryland. And so he was excited to do the show, and he was like, yeah. And his assistant booked the show. She actually went back and forth with me, and we picked the date and time, and bam, I sent out the notification. Of course, all six people had to get the notification. And then, I guess the day after I booked the show, I see an email come from another woman, her name is Lori, and she says, I'm kicking this up, to get approval from command, you know? And so, I'm like, oh, okay. But I don't hear nothing. I don't get an email back that says, oh, we can't do this. A half hour before the show starts yesterday, I get an email from Laurie. I'm sorry to inform you that whatever his rank is, Reifman will not be able to make the interview. So I'm frantic now, right? Because I've been planning for this show for a while. I had this on the book for over a week. And so I email back and I'm like, is there someone else that could come on in his place? No, there isn't. And very, very to the point, very polite, but very to the point. No nicety, no warmth, you know, very, almost like one of those bots. You know, you're not sure if it's a real person or not you're communicating with on the internet, right? So then I say, can I reschedule him for another day instead? No, you cannot. I'm like, so I email back. I go, is it because of my show or something about my show or me personally? No, it has nothing to do with you. There's been circumstances. Things have changed. He can't come on. That's it. Like, we're sorry for the inconvenience. Every email had an apology in it. We're sorry for the inconvenience. But F off. And so I tried to get people to drop in. I contacted Adele Moussa. Adele is getting ready to take his test today so that he can get tenure and be a professor for life, which is exciting. He's like, you know, I would help you out, but I'm studying. No, I understand. I contact Alex Leaf because Alex is very, you know, middle of the road. He's not a zealot in any particular direction. I said, you know, to myself, let Alex look over the research and we'll come on. He'll come on and talk about it. But Alex just got back from New York and he's overloaded and he's got so much to do. And he said, I'd do it, but I can't. And I'm like, okay, great. I reach out to Anthony Roberts. Anthony doesn't feel comfortable talking about it, but he says, I know a guy who actually does work with the DOD, who actually is the editor-in-chief of a very big bodybuilding magazine. Let me message him now. And the guy was like, no, I can't. I already have something going on. And so I actually had to cut that interview yesterday, and I really didn't. I still want to do this show because I think it's really interesting because so many of us use pre-workouts. And the study showed that once you understand this algorithm for dosing, and I think they even came up with an app to tell you the truth. Once you understand this algorithm for dosing, you may be able to take a lot less caffeine and get better performance. And most of us are just pounding the stuff down when we use it. You know, 200 milligrams is the minimum anybody's using. 400, 300, 400, you know, is really what's in a lot of these pre-workouts today. So I want to do the show. If anybody's listening to this and is a science person, a clinician, or does, you know, spends a lot of time within the scientific community, understands the rigors of reporting on science, find the study and email me, message me on Facebook or email me at onair@superunity.net, and I'll have you on the show to discuss it while I continue to find somebody. But no one from the DOD is willing to come and be on the show. Last week I had a couple people cancel at the last minute. It's been something in the air. I don't know if it's because it's summertime and people are like, I really don't want to work. And don't forget, a lot of these people are in academia. So that means that they're on vacation right now mentally, right? School's out. Most of them are professors or they're going to school, and it's the summertime and they don't want to be bothered. That's what I kind of think is happening as far as the people that are coming from the academic side. The DOD is a whole different thing. Maybe they said, look, man, this guy, we've listened to a couple of this guy's shows. He's definitely a little, you know, out of center. And not only that, but he has an audience of zealots. They may interpret this research the wrong way. They may start pounding down caffeine and have heart attacks, and it's going to come back to haunt us. And, you know, because caffeine's kind of a third rail topic in the supplement industry right now. The FDA, I mean, we all know caffeine's a drug. It's very effective. And it has horrible side effects, too. If you do it too much, too long, you can kill yourself if you do too much. You can't overdose on it, a reasonable amount. Probably not in coffee, but in anhydrous or some caffeine powdered supplement form. But maybe they said, you know, we probably shouldn't promote this. It's one thing for other people to interpret our work and write about it. It's another thing for you to get on the air and actually talk about it. because now it's kind of like, you know, the government is doing this. They're endorsing this. They're putting this information out from right from the government to people. We really want someone in the middle. That's what I think happened personally, because I don't think anybody else wanted to interview this guy. Men's Health did an article about it. A bunch of different people did an article about it from their web, for their websites. I don't know that they made it into the print stuff. And, you know, these are their science writers that are doing this article. They read the research. They put it into their words. They says, here's what the takeaway is. A lot of them, in my humble opinion, got some of the information wrong because they're trying to – I mean, the study used caffeine supplements, and naturally they put coffee. Because everybody goes to Starbucks and buys coffee. They're like, well, how do we get more? If you put caffeine anhydrous or if you put caffeine supplements or, you know, the smaller percentage of the population probably do that. But everybody drinks coffee. And so that was one of the things that I kind of – because I kind of feel like coffee definitely is different than taking a caffeine powder. It is. We know that. I mean, it's so different, right? But, you know, that's clickbait. That's making it more popular. More eyes will appear. So – it could be that the government wants to stay out of the way of delivering this information directly, but it also looks like they have an app, and I'm assuming that they're going to sell the app. And I wanted to get information about the app for the audience, and I'm still going to try that. So anyway, and then Adam McVay was actually slated to come on the show a week ago, but his little girl got sick, and I understand that. You know, he's like, hey, man, I can't do the show. No problem, and we moved it to today, so maybe he forgot. Maybe he forgot that we moved it to today. There's still time for him to call in if he's able to, obviously. I got the first hour to fill. I got things to talk about. You know me. I can talk. Talk about a lot of stuff. I want to take a break real quick, and I want to come back, and I want to talk about some of the changes that have happened to me mentally since I've turned 60 that are really pretty interesting, and I'm really happy about. Why? I don't know. I guess I'm being more reflective about my life. Maybe that's all it is. Some of you have seen that in some of my writing recently as well. But there's a phenomenon that's taking place. It's kind of taken hold with me, and it actually makes me feel good. I want to share with you. So let's do this. Let's take a quick commercial break. I may also try to reach out to Sean Vicenson to find out if he can come on a little early if I don't hear from Adam McVay after this commercial break. Stay tuned. We'll be right back with more Superhuman Radio. What if a sports nutrition company actually let you try all of their best products for free before you ever bought one? You'd be dreaming, right? Well, you're not dreaming. Head over to EFXSports.com and grab their new sample kit that includes not one, not two, but six of their top sellers. That's right, six different samples of their top sellers sent out to you immediately to try. Just cover a small shipping and handling fee, and they're on their way to you. See for yourself why EFX Sports has taken the industry by storm and why so many athletes worldwide depend on their products, dominate their competition safely and legally. Head over to EFXSports.com right now and click the EFX sample kit in the online store and get your free kit today. Once again, that's EFXSports.com.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
Thrive Market wants to give you $60 in free organic products of your choice plus free shipping just to get you to check them out. Over 4,000 organic products to choose from and up to 50% off all their products. And shopping at Thrive Market is more convenient than anywhere else. Order online or on their app in minutes, day or night, and get everything delivered right to your door. Go to superhumanradio.net and click the Thrive Market banner ad and get your $60 in free organic foods and free shipping today.
The benefits of a ketogenic diet are immeasurable. Health, resist disease, mental function, and even performance. But getting into ketosis can take weeks, if even at all. all. Now you can get into ketosis in 10 minutes. KetoKana is the first ketone powder that has been clinically shown to switch you into a ketogenic state by providing a rush of ketones into the bloodstream. Like to train fasted or want to spare more muscle glycogen during workouts? Take a shot of KetoKana and hit it hard. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the KetoKana banner ad today.
Hi, I'm Ashley Grace, co-founder of H-Hemp Company. Hemp CBD improved my life so much that I started H-Hemp Company to help others naturally feel better. You don't have to have had a severe brain injury like me to benefit from H-Hemp Company products. If you're struggling to feel better, calm your brain, or better deal with daily stress and want to do so naturally, please try H-Hemp Company products. Search H-Hemp Company and use code SHR for 20% off and free shipping. That's H-Hemp Company and code SHR.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
New Mass Pro Synthogen X2 just upped its own legendary game. To distance itself even further from the rest of the pack, Synthogen X2 now has double the key active ingredients. If you've ever wondered what steroid-like recovery feels like, Synthogen X2 delivers. See why others compare it favorably to powerful bodybuilding drugs at Synthogen.com. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. Don't hate us because we feel good.
Scrambling around here trying to see if Sean Vicenton can come on early today, so I don't have to destroy all of your hopes that something good will come out of today's show, except listening to me talk. So, in the meantime, while I wait for Sean or Adam McVeigh to respond, I noticed that I started using the little heart button on Facebook more. And it's really weird. The first time I started doing it was a few months ago, probably at the beginning of the year. And it kind of felt odd, but, you know, I love that. Like, whatever somebody posted. I've also found that I say I love you a lot easier than I used to when I was young. My father had a hard time saying it his whole life. I don't really think I remember my dad saying it much, if maybe a handful of times throughout my life. He was just that, he was built that way. That's the way guys were back then, right? They weren't supposed to be soft, and we needed them to be strong, you know, World War II vets and all that sort of stuff. But I've noticed that I've been saying it a lot more, too, to people that I do love. But I'm just not shy about letting them know. The funny thing about it is, like, now when I tell somebody that I love them, that I really do love, and I verbalize it, I feel really, really good. It kind of fits in. I don't know if you caught my comments a couple weeks ago about singing in the car. I was driving, and that Eagles song came on, Take It Easy. Had all the windows and the sunroof open, which is how I drive around town, by the way. I don't want a convertible, but I do want a convertible, if you know what I mean. And I love it when the sun is coming in through the top and the breeze is blowing into the car. And the Eagles comes on. And I just start singing along with it. And, you know, I'm like, no one can hear me. There's no cars around me. Plus, I'm moving, you know, 40, 50 miles an hour. It's not like anybody could hear me anyway. So I just start belting out the song. And it made me feel happy. And at that moment in time, I thought to myself, is that amazing? Like, people go around looking for happiness their entire lives. There are people out there taking pills to try to reverse the sadness they feel in their lives. And belting out a song, like with everything you got, makes you laugh and smile while you're doing it because you kind of feel like a little bit like a dick. You know, you're a little embarrassed. But then there's like these moments where you go, wow, this, you know, this feels good. And wow, I don't sound horrible. You know, I don't sound like cats fighting. And all of a sudden you get swept up in it and you get a little louder and louder. And then the next thing you know, you're singing at the top of your lungs. and you feel energy and you feel like laughing and you feel happy. And then you wish another song would come on that like you could just pick up and roll with, but then the next song sucks. So you don't sing it or you don't know the words, you know. I mean, it's just amazing. Like telling someone else that you love them, that you really do love. You can't fake that. If you tell somebody that you love them, I remember I did it when I was really young. I stooped to what guys stoop to. This girl that when I was in college, her name was Lorraine. And she was really cute. She had a rocking body. And I really wanted to sleep with her badly. And we had gone out on a few dates and we hung out. And this one night, we were like hot in the throes of things and she didn't want to go any further. And I said, but Lorraine, I love you. And she looked at me and she goes, you're kidding, right? I was like, and I just had to laugh. I got caught. I felt like a jerk, right? Needless to say, I did get lucky that night with her. But it was after I came clean and said, you know, yeah, I feel like a jerk. You know, I just really want to have sex with you. Maybe that's what I should have said in the first place, because that actually worked. But anyway, but telling somebody you love them when you really do love them, it rewards you probably more than it rewards them. I mean, I know that they like hearing that you love them, but this comes back to that whole thing where I've always said that love rewards the person doing the loving. When you're in a relationship with somebody and you're just crazy about them and you love them, they can't feel you loving them, but you can feel you loving them. So naturally, love rewards the person doing the love, the action. And so I find that I have been a lot looser with using the words I love you to people that I really do love. Like I talked to my buddy Joey this morning. It's his 63rd or 64th birthday today. And at the end of the call, I said, Joe, I love you. And he was like, he could tell he got all like, he didn't know what to do. Do I say I love you back? We don't do that. We've known each other since we were kids. And he was like, yeah, me too. It's like so hard to say, you know? I don't know what it is. It's so funny. Our culture is so weird, right? We can take our kids to a movie where 16 people get slashed to death. But then as soon as a guy and a girl are in bed about to get busy, oh, no, turn your head. I thought this was PG-14. What the hell is this movie? Like parents get all bent out of shape. But meanwhile, the kid just saw a bunch of people get murdered. Like, that's okay. And we have a hard time saying I love you because for some reason, and I know where it comes from because I grew up on the streets. We have a saying on the streets that people will take kindness for weakness, and they do. If you're on the streets and you're nice to somebody, then they think they can probably get over on you. They could beat you. Not only beat you up, but that too, but beat you out of something, steal something from you, get your money, or get proffer some sort of gain over you because you're nice to them. Because they're like, uh-oh, this person's not from around here if they're being nice to me, so I'm going to take advantage of them. And I think that deep down inside, somewhere along the line, all of us get a little bit of that message when we're young that people take kindness for weakness. And I think that saying I love you to somebody is the ultimate in kindness and exposes your soft underbelly. It puts you at risk of them saying, F off, or I don't love you, or why did you say that? And it's, you know, it's really weird that we can't, people have a hard time saying I love you to their own parents sometimes. It's like this uncomfortable moment there. But, you know, we could all sit down and watch American, you know, Horror Story and watch people get slashed to death, and that's okay. But anyway, I've been saying I love you a lot more, and it makes me feel really good. I'm sure it makes a lot of other people feel really uncomfortable. But anyway, that's the way it goes. You know, this is me. I can't apologize any longer for who I am. I'm 60 years old now. There's no turning back. Apparently, this is who I am going to be. So anyway, let's just see something. I have a message here. Nope. Kirkland Morletti. Power of Visualization and Preservation. Omega Light novel series. I don't know. I guess he sent that to me because of what I'm talking about. That's the only thing I can think of. Maybe I should just get Kirkland on the show. Kirkland, you want to just dial me and come on for a little while and talk? We can do that. I'm gonna message you the phone number right now. Yeah, I need someone to save me from boring everybody to death. I got to believe that a lot of people are disconnecting. But I want you to wait for Sean Vicenton. It's going to be worth it. The work he's put into today's discussion. I'm going to take another break and see if I can muster up a guest. Sit tight.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in Can-See eye drops. I've been using Can-See for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing.
Wow, that's an old commercial. The truth is I've been using Can-See eye drops for 11 years now, and I credit Can-See eye drops as being the reason that I do not need reading glasses at 58 years old. Can-See eye drops improve the quality and health of your eyes indefinitely. That's why I both use and endorse Can-See eye drops. Go to wisechoicemedicine.com and learn about how Can-See eye drops can improve the health of your eyes and the quality of your vision today.
Whether your goal is to build muscle or burn fat, you'll find everything you need at Redcon One. Need help getting a good night's sleep? Try Fade Out, or the most popular pre-workout supplement on the market today, Total War. Sign up for their new transformation challenge and win $10,000, or shop for apparel that people at the gym will know that you are serious about your training. Need a testosterone booster that works? Check out Boomstick. Whatever you need, you'll find the best quality supplements on the market at Redcon One. Go to redcon1.com. That's R-E-D-C-O-N, the number one.com, or go to superhumanradio.net and click the Redcon One banner ad today.
Mitochondrial uncoupling is the holy grail of fat loss. Making mitochondria work harder raises body temperature and metabolic rate without the jitters of stimulants. Now there is an over-the-counter mitochondrial uncoupler that will let you shred your body down to the last pounds of body fat. It's Trojan Horse. This is the supplement breakthrough of the decade. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Trojan Horse banner ad. Use coupon code SHR and save 20% off your order today. BlackstoneLabs.com. Trojan Horse.
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest Protein Bar, now comes the Quest High Protein Potato Chips. With 21 grams of high quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
New Mass Pro Synthogen X2 just upped its own legendary game. To distance itself even further from the rest of the pack, Synthogen X2 now has double the key active ingredients. If you've ever wondered what steroid-like recovery feels like, Synthogen X2 delivers. See why others compare it favorably to powerful bodybuilding drugs at Synthogen.com. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it.
If you suffer from abdominal bloating, relief is here. Introducing
Atrantil.
Developed by a board-certified gastroenterologist, it relieves bloating where it starts, in the small bowel. That's why
Atrantil
works while other remedies don't. In clinical trials, 88% of bloating sufferers who use prescription medications with no relief found
Atrantil
relieve their symptoms, and it's available without a prescription because
Atrantil
is made from a patented molecular combination of botanical extracts. It's not a probiotic. Plus, it's natural, vegan, gluten-free, and non-GMO.
Atrantil, Atrantil.
Atrantil. Even the name is proven to make you feel better.
Go to lovemytummy.com and use code SHR for 10% off. That's code SHR at lovemytummy.com. Lovemytummy.com.
What if a sports nutrition company actually let you try all of their best products for free before you ever bought one? You'd be dreaming, right? Well, you're not dreaming. Head over to EFXSports.com and grab their new sample kit that includes not one, not two, but 6 of their top sellers. That's right, 6 different samples of their top sellers sent out to you immediately to try. Just cover a small shipping and handling fee, and they're on their way to you. See for yourself why EFX Sports has taken the industry by storm, and why so many athletes worldwide depend on their products, dominate their competition safely and legally. Head over to EFXSports.com right now and click the EFX sample kit in the online store and get your free kit today. Once again, That's EFXSports.com.
This is the Superhuman Channel. Evolution just got kicked up a notch.
Nah, I struck out, man. I tried. I reached out to a couple people to see if they'd come on the show real quick. Just to banter with me. Unfortunately, that's not the case. So I did a show yesterday with Dr. Lauren Cordain. And it was about long-term keto diets causing osteoporosis and muscle wasting in humans. And naturally, a lot of people within the keto community are already, they haven't even listened to the show. I mean, some of them said, I don't have any time to listen to this, but this isn't my experience. And it's like, it's so frustrating to me. The whole drive-by opinion phenomenon on Facebook is baffling to me. And I used to do it too. Until I got caught a couple times. Somebody said, you obviously didn't read the whole thing. And then I realized I didn't. So now if I'm not going to read the whole thing, I don't comment on it. I read it and look at it and just keep going. And so people within the keto community are going, that's not my experience. Well, if you listen to the show, you'll find out that these are the things people are prone to. There's actually 4 studies done on the Inuit and the effects of lifelong ketosis and ketogenic eating. And I'm sure that people will find reasons to debate that. Well, yes, but they wear warm clothes, so it's different for them. You know, something stupid like that. The reality is there are things you can do to reverse those outcomes, and that's what we were trying to elucidate to the population that is embracing. I mean, look at D.D. Gregory. The guy he lives in a keto state. He's hypermuscular, but he trains. He probably eats more protein than – see, the part of the problem that we're having right now is what I call the Xerox phenomena. And those of you who are too young to know, Xerox was the first electronic copy machine. Before that, we had Rexograph, or we had printing, ink printing. Xerox was the first company, Xerox, I don't even know if they're still in business. They made the first machine that you could put a piece of paper on top or sit on your, put your naked butt on the glass, press the button, and a piece of paper would come out that used a toner, they called it, which was just kind of like a black graphite, and some sort of electronic heating process to make the toner stick to the paper in different levels of gradient, and you make copies. Well, since Xerox was the leader, the first, naturally, people in workplaces didn't say, make me 4 copies of those documents. They'd say, go Xerox those documents for me. So when other people entered the market producing copiers, you could have had a sharp copier. People would say, hey, go Xerox that for me. And the reason that I point this out is because when we give a name to something, but there's a variety of circumstances underneath that name, people just ignore the variety of circumstances under that name. And they just imagine that when you use that name, you're talking about the same thing I'm thinking about. And a ketogenic diet is one of those things. First of all, anytime you are eating or fasting, and as a result of your dietary intake or lack thereof, your body produces ketones, technically that's a ketogenic diet. So theoretically, you could eat a vegetarian diet and be on a ketogenic diet, because if you're not eating any animal protein and you're not eating and you're eating so little in the way of caloric intake, you know, you're eating like a rabbit, right? You're eating salads all day long. So your body's got to produce ketones because you're not getting enough carbohydrates to produce good amounts of glucose. I'll bet you a lot of hardcore true vegans, the ones that actually do eat, like Brooks Kubik, who eat good foods. Like some people think, oh, I'm a vegan, but I'm eating, you know, vegan Hot Pockets today. Or I'm pounding down cereal all day long. Like, another example of the Xerox phenomenon. So diet names can have great variability in interpretation and application. And as a result of that, when people say, well, no, you know, the keto diet doesn't cause you to lose muscle and bone, look at these people. Well, they're doing it differently. But if you're on the keto diet that people use for curing cancer, where you're in a 3-to-1, 4-to-1 fat to anything else ratio, where 75% or more of your daily intake is fat, okay, that's like the Inuit. Okay, then your body is going to give up bone and your body is going to give up muscle. Now, can you do things to turn that back? Yeah, you can increase your protein. You can supplement with EAAs that have high leucine content throughout the day. You know, you can use drugs. You know, there's a lot of things you can do to offset those changes. But those things happen, and when we looked at the Inuit population in these four studies, it's clear that by the time they got old, their bones were brittle, and they had very little muscle left. Now, naturally, they weren't using growth hormone and BPC-157, and they weren't on hormone replacement therapy, and they weren't training at the gym, and they weren't paying attention to their protein intake. They were really the true keto diet. They were eating like almost all fat, occasionally a caribou, but a lot of, you know, fat from whales and seals and other things. So, you know, it just frustrates the crap out of me because people, oh, long-term keto diet causes osteoporosis and muscle wasting. Not in my experience. Well, listen to the show first. Maybe you'll find out that what we're talking about and what your experiences are very, very different. Let's see, I'm getting text messages. Oh, great. Sean Visenton's going to come on in 10 minutes. So that's great. So I won't have to bore the hell out of you. By the way, Monday we have a great show. Those of you who know Zad Chow, he writes for examine.com. There was a study that went around a couple, 3 weeks ago that said high protein intake, even from vegetarian protein, leads to heart failure and heart disease. So I wanted to have Adele Moussa on the show to talk about it. And Adele sent me great notes, completely debunking the study and how biased it is. Well, Zad Chow has been writing about the flaws in nutritional epidemiology and the biases in some studies specifically. And quite frankly, it's quite timely too, because, you know, we act like science is absolute. You know, and modern medicine is the reason we act this way. Oh, well, science can't be denied. The rigors of science is science, science, and science, science. It's science. It's science. And science is produced by people. And people have all sorts of flaws and shortcomings. And unfortunately, until robots start doing science, science is always going to have errors. And it's going to have biases. People do science and things that they love, and the things that they love usually come with opinions, and those opinions create biases, and they have positions, and then they go do science that supports their position because they don't want to do science that doesn't support their position. That'd be heartbreaking for them. Oh, my God, I'm wrong. I just proved myself wrong. This sucks. In fact, my good friend Billy just sent me an article, following charges of flawed statistics against major medical journals sets the record straight. The New England Journal of Medicine has had to go back and acknowledge errors in studies for drugs, quite frankly, that are on the market today, and admit that they knew that there were the errors in it, but they published it anyway. So, you know, this is why I say all the time, when science contradicts what you know to be true, you must always go with what you know to be true. I'd rather die from my own stupid mistake than that guy over there's stupid mistake. At least I have control on my outcome. At least I go, well, I effed up. I'm the reason I'm dying. Instead of, oh my God, my life would have been so much longer had I not listened to that guy over there. You know, I mean, this is where critical thinking comes in. When you, you know, if somebody says to you, you know, you can't drown in water. We proved it in a paper. Don't jump in the pool and take in a deep breath because you're going to die. Problem is nobody puts the time in to read science anymore. They just look at the headline. Long-term keto diet causes osteoporosis and muscle wasting in humans. Not in my experience. Well, that's your experience. That's called N equals one. Maybe there's more people out there than just you. Maybe you should listen to the show and then go, oh, I learned something. That's great. I'm going to make sure that my clients are doing these things here. It's frustrating. I think I'm going to text Sean here. Let's see what he says. Yeah. I'm going to say, let me know when ready. And then we can switch to something instead of me droning on and on about, we had some great shows this week. We have great shows next week. I got to say, I'm getting help with booking shows now. Kirkland Morletti is helping me book shows. And, he's actually getting me on other people's shows. And so it's, he's been very, very helpful. I tried to get him to come on the show just now, but I think he's at work. So anyway, I'm waiting for, a reply from Sean Vicenton. Hey, did you check out my blog? I wrote a blog the other day. It's my birthday blog. Reports of my death are greatly exaggerated, or learning to live by embracing death. And I kind of let on about this on a show with Coach Rob Regish the other day. I started to think, you have to read the whole blog, but the bottom line is, what if you knew you were going to die on your birthday? You just didn't know which one. How would you live your life? Would you do the things you do right now? Or would you stop doing some of them? Would you do some of them more often? It's a great blog. I hope you can take some time to read it. Anthony Roberts kind of helped me with the piece it together. I sent it to Anthony originally to read, and he liked it. And then he said, did you know that Mark Twain knew the day he was going to die? I said, no. He said, yeah, look it up. He says, Mark Twain was born during one of the times that Halley's Comet circled the Earth. It was actually November 30th, 1835. And in his entire life, he told people, I will die the next time Halley's Comet comes back. And we already knew that Halley's Comet passed the Earth every 75 to 76 years. And he told people that his entire life. And he died on April 21st, 1910, 75 years later, on the exact day that Halley's Comet was circling the Earth again. Now, I wonder if he killed himself, to tell you the truth. But I don't really explore that in the article. I kind of leave that to you. But what I do explore in the article, could you imagine Mark Twain being alive today with the internet? He'd be bigger than everybody. He'd be bigger than Tony Robbins. He'd be bigger than, I mean, you name people that are at the pinnacle of entertainment that you respect, people that actually say things that make you think and open your eyes and that write. I mean, you know, Mark Twain wrote what is considered the great American novel when he wrote Huck Finn. And then before that, he wrote Tom Sawyer. He was an entrepreneur. I mean, what if the reason he was so successful, what if the reason that he embraced life and pushed away any kind of obstacles that would stop him from living an excitingly fun-filled, wonderful life is because he really did believe he was going to die the next time Halley's Comet came back. And okay, when you're young, it's like, oh, that's 75 years away. But if you knew the exact day that you were going to die someday, would you lead your life differently? And the article is very, very short. It's literally a 4-minute read. In fact, all of my blogs now, have the number of words and how long it takes to read. So you can make a decision if you want to read it now or later. And I think that some of the propositions I come up with are not only intriguing, I think they're also ways to kind of shortlist your life about the things that are really important to you. And you should be doing more of the things that are really important to you and a lot less of the things that aren't important to you. And so that's really the angle there. I got to take a break. I'm hoping that Sean is going to text me back here soon. If not, he'll be on soon enough anyway. So stay tuned and thank you for enduring my droning on. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Ashley Grace, co-founder of H Hemp Company. Hemp CBD improved my life so much that I started H Hemp Company to help others naturally feel better. You don't have to have had a severe brain injury like me to benefit from H Hemp Company products. If you're struggling to feel better, calm your brain, or better deal with daily stress and want to do so naturally, please try H Hemp Company products. Search H Hemp Company and use code SHR for 20% off and free shipping. That's H Hemp Company and code SHR.
What if a sports nutrition company actually let you try all of their best products for free before you ever bought one? You'd be dreaming, right? Well, you're not dreaming. Head over to EFXSports.com and grab their new sample kit that includes not one, not two, but six of their top sellers. That's right, six different samples of their top sellers sent out to you immediately to try. Just cover a small shipping and handling fee, and they're on their way to you. See for yourself why EFX Sports has taken the industry by storm and why so many athletes worldwide depend on their products, dominate their competition safely and legally. Head over to EFXSports.com right now and click the EFX sample kit in the online store and get your free kit today. Once again, that's EFXSports.com.
Thrive Market wants to give you $60 in free organic products of your choice plus free shipping just to get you to check them out. Over 4,000 organic products to choose from and up to 50% off all their products. And shopping at Thrive Market is more convenient than anywhere else. Order online or on their app in minutes, day or night, and get everything delivered right to your door. Go to superhumanradio.net and click the Thrive Market banner ad and get your $60 in free organic foods and free shipping today.
Whether your goal is to build muscle or burn fat, you'll find everything you need at Redcon One. Need help getting a good night's sleep? Try Fade Out or the most popular pre-workout supplement on the market today, Total War. Sign up for their new transformation challenge and win $10,000, or shop for apparel that people at the gym will know that you are serious about your training. Need a testosterone booster that works? Check out Boomstick. Whatever you need, you'll find the best quality supplements on the market at Redcon One. Go to redcon1.com. That's redcon the number one.com, or go to superhumanradio.net and click the Redcon One banner ad today.
When's the last time you look forward to taking your pre-workout? I mean, like thinking about it the night before, shaking it up, anticipating the way it tastes. The music starts to thump louder. The weight starts to get lighter. Get ready to feel that way. Bounty Hunter is that pre-workout. Bounty Hunter will make you believe in pre-workouts again. Get free shipping with code SHR on a jug of ridiculously delicious, badass vanilla bourbon Bounty Hunter. Go to wildwestnutrition.com or click the banner ad at superhumanradio.net.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at LivonLabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's LivonLabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, Labs.com.
Now, the number one best-selling non-hormonal anabolic agent at PredatorNutrition.com. Progenidrex has established itself as the category killer. If you're having difficulty gaining muscle while staying lean, you owe it to yourself to try Progenidrex. 100% of store reviews rated it at 5 stars, the highest possible ranking. And today, right now, there are guys pouring their hearts out in the gym with little or nothing to show for it. Don't waste any more time. Go to PredatorNutrition.com today and get Progenidrex, the world's absolute best drug-free muscle gainer.
Move over, superheroes. This is the Superhuman Channel.
Well, you're in luck because Sean was able to get on with me. So I'm going to stop torturing all of you, having to listen to me, and now you're going to listen to Sean Visenton. How you doing, Sean?
doing good, dealing with a teething little 19-month-old, but other than that, awesome.
My mother used to put Seagram's whiskey and honey and rub it on my gums. I think the whiskey just knocked me out. And so, I I was drunk. I was still teething, but I didn't make any noise anymore.
We did try that when he was younger. A little bit of whiskey on my finger and the gums with honey. And it actually did work.
Yeah.
Usually nowadays, we just give him a cold rag and put him to bed early in a cool, dark room. And he coos himself to sleep with a little help from dad singing as well. I get to practice my singing.
That's nice. That's very sweet. Very sweet. So, we want to talk about pain-free performance today. But from a completely different angle, because pain is actually, as you point out, a feedback mechanism.
Mm-hmm.
What is it telling us?
For sure. Yeah, I've become pretty popular all over the globe with our clients in all these different countries about pain-free performance. And, you know, for example, I've got one of my 65-year-old clients that came to me about 2 years ago with about a dozen different ailments. I mean, poor guy was in pain everywhere. And, you know, now he can keep up with any of my 18, 19, 20-year-old guys, you know, and that process of learning how to do pain-free performance, pain-free training, so to speak. But, yeah, the feedback loop is super, super important. And as you can see on that document, Carl, we can dive into it a few different ways, But we have a little bit of a acronym I like to throw out there. If you see on the definitions of pain, positive affirmation indicating your naiveness.
I like that. That's good.
Yeah. And I mean, we can talk at this from even get into physiology and go down to the cellular level if we wanted to, but I think we can just keep it pretty simple today. Pain is the ultimate feedback for you to understand, for you to listen to your body. It's always trying to communicate with you based on the stimulus you are giving it from your environment, from your diet, from your sleep, all this stuff. And so we'll stick to just kind of physical training on this topic with it. And I get asked all the time, constant text, emails, calls, people signing up like, hey, you know, I want to go. I heard you guys, you and Nate Morrison are the guys to do this special operations selection course. But I got to tell you, man, I'm full of pain here and here, but you know, I was told to just keep pushing forward, so I know I'm mentally tough, so I'll just keep doing that, right? And, you know, we kind of slap ourselves and take a deep breath and be like, oh, where do we start? Where do we start with these youngsters? And so anyways, let's talk about a little bit of the physical training aspect of pain, that feedback loop you mentioned. You know, pain is telling you there's something wrong. It's really important for you to listen to that. Unfortunately, the culture surrounding a lot of, you know, military fitness and especially special operations preparedness is the whole mind thing, you know, mental toughness, mental resiliency. And though that is a very valid thing that comes later down the road that we do address in my coaching, absolutely we address, the body has to be able to withstand the journey first. This whole thing, you know, the body will follow the mind. Well, not really. If the body breaks down, before you even get to your training, I mean, what are you just going to mentally power through this as your ligaments tear and your metatarsals fracture?
Right.
Like, that's a nice thing in Hollywood, maybe, when Rambo's crawling and just won't give up, but that's not reality. You know what I mean?
Well, and I think that's important. What you just said is important to make a distinction. So there's a big difference between pain and discomfort.
Absolutely.
Like, discomfort is, I really don't want to do this. This sucks. Pain is like, ouch, ouch, ouch. Like, every time you do something, you feel pain. And a lot of people cave in, especially people who are just getting started, they cave in and misinterpret discomfort as pain. I mean, running too fast will make you feel uncomfortable. I got a buddy of mine who just started running and doing hot yoga. He's like, man, I feel my heart pounding in my chest, scares the crap out of me. Well, that's discomfort. But anyway, I just want to make sure that people understand when we talk about pain, it's like ignoring the pain is big, big difference.
For sure. And yeah, that's definitely something I want to dive into too, Carl. You're absolutely right. One of the, probably the second thing we talk about on check-ins with my clients on our weekly check-ins, we talk about pain and discomfort. And we always assess that and be like, okay, any pain or discomfort. And the discomfort factor is, well, you know, I've upped the weight, we're doing some really hard stuff now after 2 years of training. So yeah, it's uncomfortable, but there's a difference between muscle fatigue, where your body is communicating its exhaustion level with you, versus that neural feedback of, ow, ow, something's wrong, please stop.
Right.
And so, yeah, absolutely. Thanks for the clarification. Pain there, definitely. So as far as pain goes on that definition, you know, looking through that sheet there, the biggest thing we got to understand about that type of pain, and you can see my definition in our coaching for pain, the cumulative sensory feedback affirming you are not doing training. You know, we're really trying to give meaning back to words these days. That's such a crappy deal everywhere right now. And the term training for us is so special. We talked a little bit about that last show. Training to us is the process of your choices cumulatively building your success, nothing else but your success. So if you're doing things that are detrimental in any way, congratulations, you are not trained. You self-selected out.
Right.
And so giving these terms a lot of their original meaning back is very helpful in the training process. And you can see there, one of the biggest things what pain is telling you guys that you need to hear, and I say need to hear, not just listen and go, ah, yeah, kind of hurts, keep moving forward. Tissue destruction is a huge thing. When that level of discomfort pushes beyond muscular fatigue, so to speak, and goes into that ow, sharp, throbbing, piercing, burning, ow, 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 please stop. You know, there is tissue destruction going on there, both in the fascia and in the soft connective tissues. There's literally destruction going on. We look at pain creates excessive joint pressure, excessive muscle tension. Almost all the issues that we see why people fail on their programs and come to ours, you can just read down the list there, Carl, A through D. All of this stuff is why they come to us. Nerve damage and proprioceptive imbalances. So I don't know if you've ever dealt with any type of neuropathy, but if you've got a client that's done some serious nerve damage because they were a bit too ignorant and refused to listen to their body, it creates a lot of issues where we have to have really special guys like Dr. Jerome Higgins down in Colorado Springs, who we work with, take a peek at these guys and see how we can rewire them, essentially, because there's some real miscommunication going on between the nervous system and all that which it moves, the muscles, joints, bones, things like that. And then the last one, which is super important too, altered postural control. And I get all the time, people come to me and like, hey, you know I have shitty posture, so can you fix me? And, you know, fix, again, meaning, right? Fix implies something's wrong. Well, what if it's not your posture that's wrong? It's probably just the fact that you're not training. And again, training, by my definition, building your success, the process of building your success. And so I usually ask them, okay, in the last 6 months, how much have you experienced pain during training? And I describe, you know, the levels of, you know, 1 through 10, you know, pain to me is definitely that more excruciating feedback, like we talked about hours.
So I gotta ask you this. Do people really believe that ignoring pain is the path to success?
Oh yeah. It's bad, Carl. It is really bad. And I see this in like I said, our 60-year-old clients all the way to especially our young bucks, our 17, 18, 19-year-old clients. And, you know, we've talked about this a few times, especially with Nate on the show, about cultural indoctrination and societal trends, and especially Hollywood. I mean, the movies, you know, and the story and the allegory that goes with all of that stuff starts conditioning people to believe, you know, hey, tough guys don't care about that. Tough guys always find a way to succeed. And, you know, in reality, we have the data that shows that's absolutely false on every single level. And that's why our success rate is like untouchable. It's like 98.6% with people we send to soft selection schools. It's ridiculous. And we abide by these principles that are universal with success, like we talked about last time, versus things that are indicative of failure, which is especially pain. So, yeah, I mean, the posture thing is a huge deal. People are like, yeah, can you fix my posture? I'm like, well, your posture is the way it is for the body is so much smarter than we are, you know, and it's always trying to
compensate,
always trying to protect us.
Yeah, right.
Right. And it's always trying to protect us. And in doing that, sometimes there'll be compensations. But you know, in the industry I started in, which is just regular personal training, you know, we were taught all the corrective exercise things and how to fix someone's posture. And the irony was, you know, that there's a huge, huge kind of paradox going on here, because it's their physical training, you know, their exercise, which I don't like to use the word training because they're not doing training, that's hurting them and causing these things. So, you know, the question being is anything that you're doing physically active causing you pain? Then congratulations, stop doing that. Like, but why? I heard I need to be able to bench, or I need to be able to sprint 10 miles. I'm like, not if it's causing you pain. That is the most important feedback loop, that you are not ready to be doing what it is you think you should be doing. And hence we talk a lot about starting with walking. You know, the body, especially when we talk about tissue destruction, the body structure, especially now that everything is more urban instead of rural, right? We've got these soft video game playing kids that come to me that want to make their structure stronger, but they haven't had 10 years of manual labor, bucking hay bales and doing pulse hole bigger, you know, all this stuff. So right. They have very brittle, weak bones, you know, very soft connective tissue. And the only way to start building that growth and efficiency and adaptation in your structure is to do the time without pain, so to speak. And when I say do the time, I'm more so referring to the locomotive aspect, like walking.
Just walking.
If your feet and shins can't handle that, I mean, we talked about this last time too, distance under load can define almost the number one factor that correlates to physical success in any special operations school. Can your structure handle distance under load? And if it can't, you have no business running. You have no business lifting weights. None of that stuff. We got to start from the basics, and it takes time. You can't develop locomotive properties by standing stationary.
Well, you know what's really interesting? You know what's really interesting too? So I've been having these discussions with different people, because one of the things that Nate came on early on and talked about when it comes to cardio is, you know, everybody's looking to make cardio happen in an hour. Oh, you know, I'm going to do HIIT for 20 minutes. And there is no replacement for walking for 3 hours, because
nope.
Now, and see, people reject what I'm about to say, because unfortunately in modernity, few of us have the option to be able to do what I'm about to say. But for millions of years, we walked all day long. We didn't walk fast. We moseyed. You ever see, when you see deer in your backyard, are they galloping to the left? No. They walk, they stop, they chew, they walk, they stop. So we did the same thing. Our bodies are designed, and no, I take that back. Our bodies require, because we've done it for so long and we don't do it anymore, for us to just ambulate for hours on end. And everybody's looking to master reconstructing the heart using cardiovascular exercise. And well, you know, if you lift weights, that builds the concentric force of the heart. They say, but cardio, walking, builds the eccentric. And so then everybody goes, okay, great. I'm going to ramp up this treadmill. I'm going to turn it up to 10. I'm going to walk and huff and puff and struggle. Well, guess what? That doesn't work. What works is what got us here. If you want to improve heart function, you need to mosey. You need to walk at a normal pace, not stressed, not pushing yourself. And some people, maybe in the 120 to 110 beats per minute range, that's that range that you and your wife or your girlfriend are walking and talking as you walk into the car. You're not trying to beat each other. You're not going, hey, let's turn this walk to the car into HIIT. You're just moseying. You got to do that for hours, and your heart will change inside of a year. It will get healthy. You will actually reverse. Listen, they discovered that one of the benefits of putting a pacemaker in a person's heart that can actually has a secondary effect on arrhythmia is the actual pacing itself. And in the study, they compared the ability of a pacemaker to emulate the way the heart works when people are walking. Wait a minute. Let's just get people walking. Forget about the pacemakers. I mean, it's just crazy.
It is. And I think there's two important distinctions there, too, Carl, when you talk about the health of the heart. The main factors we see that interferes with success, especially in special operations schools, is the structure, your anatomy. So before we can even talk about physiology, so to speak, heart-lung circulation, the structure has to be able to withstand the work. And that's the biggest problem where I don't even bother talking about some of the other physiological adaptations. It's like, hey, your feet are weak, soft, and brittle. They need to be stronger. So the only way to do that, back to the main summary takeaway of this, is that to build your anatomy, to build your structure, to handle distance under load, guess what you have to do? You can't do that stationary. You can't do that by standing still and squatting. That won't build the locomotive properties of your anatomy to withstand that key phrase, distance under load, is the number one correlating factor with success physically, just physically, in any special operations school. So that's super important for these younger guys to grasp. To be like, oh, I have to drop my ego and realize I'm kind of a weak person here, you know, anatomically speaking. And the only way to build that is gradually through time doing locomotive activities.
I want to go ahead and take a quick commercial break. And when we come back, we're going to pick this up. We're talking with Sean Visenton. His website is vsscoaching.com. If you are somebody who is interested in applying for a special operator position in your branch of the military, Sean can help you get there. He's done it for lots of people. And the people that he trains, they do well. So check it out, vsscoaching.com. If you are not in the military or you don't have the desire to be a special operator, but you'd like to be as strong and as agile and as perhaps deadly as one, then go to Sean's website, vsscoaching.com, and get on board. We'll be right back with more Superhuman Radio. What if a sports nutrition company actually let you try all of their best products for free before you ever bought one? You'd be dreaming, right? Well, you're not dreaming. Head over to EFXSports.com and grab their new sample kit that includes not one, not two, but six of their top sellers. That's right, six different samples of their top sellers sent out to you immediately to try. Just cover a small shipping and handling fee, and they're on their way to you. See for yourself why EFX Sports has taken the industry by storm and why so many athletes worldwide depend on their products, dominate their competition safely and legally. Head over to EFXSports.com right now and click the EFX sample kit in the online store and get your free kit today. Once again, that's EFXSports.com.
Who ever heard of a supplement company that lets you pick the products they make and sell? What you have now, we are All American Body, a factory direct supplement brand proudly brought to you by All American Pharmaceutical. Don't pay more somewhere else. You can get the same or even better products directly from us. Now check this out. All American Body is a brand about you. Tell us what to make next so you can save big. Go ahead and request a specific ingredient. You know, arginine, citrulline, vitamin D, a product type or category, keto, greens, naturals, herbals, nootropics, and even a specific branded product or formula. We'll either copy it exactly or make it even better. And best of all, it won't cost anything close to what you've been paying, period. And if we do end up using your suggestion, you'll get the first bottle absolutely free. We'll also give you full credit on that product's description page. You'll be famous, signing autographs and people asking you to take pictures with them wherever you go. So head on over to allamericanbody.com right now. That's allamericanbody.com and make your product request today. All American Body, crazy savings, insane results.
The benefits of a ketogenic diet are immeasurable. Health, resist disease, mental function, and even performance. But getting into ketosis can take weeks, if even at all. Now you can get into ketosis in 10 minutes. KetoKana is the first ketone powder that has been clinically shown to switch you into a ketogenic state by providing a rush of ketones into the bloodstream. Like to train fasted or want to spare more muscle glycogen during workouts? Take a shot of KetoKana and hit it hard. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the KetoKana banner ad today.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing.
Wow, that's an old commercial. The truth is I've been using CanSee eye drops for 11 years now, and I credit CanSee eye drops as being the reason that I do not need reading glasses at 58 years old. CanSee eye drops improve the quality and health of your eyes indefinitely. That's why I both use and endorse Can-See Eye Drops, go to wisechoicemedicine.com and learn about how Can-See Eye Drops can improve the health of your eyes and the quality of your vision today.
74% of Americans are living with digestive issues. They take pills and potions to mask the symptoms but never address the root cause. Introducing GI Ultramax Pro, a complex of scientifically substantiated all-star ingredients that reestablish your gut's operating system, allowing you to be better shielded against the bad actors in your food and environment. The gut is complicated and it takes GI Ultramax Pro to deliver real long-lasting results. Go to superhumanradio.net and click the GI Ultramax Pro banner ad or visit MotherEarthLabs.com and use code SHR for free shipping.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at LivonLabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's LivonLabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, Labs.com.
Mitochondrial uncoupling is the holy grail of fat loss. Making mitochondria work harder raises body temperature and metabolic rate without the jitters of stimulants. Now there is an over-the-counter mitochondrial uncoupler that will let you shred your body down to the last pounds of body fat. It's Trojan Horse. This is the supplement breakthrough of the decade. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Trojan Horse banner ad. Use coupon code SHR and save 20% off your order today. BlackstoneLabs.com. Trojan Horse.
This is the Superhuman Channel, doing reps with the weight of the world.
American girl. This was supposed to be Sean's theme music, but because he came on early, I robbed him of it. I love this song.
There's a lot of men dead.
It's a great song. It's a great time to be a patriot, I got to be honest with you. Okay, so we're talking about pain. If you're feeling pain, you are not training. You're hurting yourself. We kind of took a little side road into cardiovascular conditioning. But you point out that you've talked about the potential for neuropathies and nerve damage, posture, obviously joints wear out. I know a guy at the gym who literally has worn himself out. He's had one hip and both knees replaced, and he's not fat. He's so bony now, he's just wasting away. I guess you're right. People just... they don't pay attention to the fact that they should be building, not breaking down, you know?
For sure. That's my, I have three guiding principles that dictate everything we do at the SS. And the third, but definitely not the least important, is build and grow, not break and harm. So before you make any training decisions, you need to ask yourself objectively, and what am I about to do going to build me? Or is it going to break me, you know, based on a lot of these things we're talking about?
Okay, talk about the type of training people should be doing then. We've established that, you know, pain is something you turn away from. It's the detour. You don't want to be there.
For sure.
But aren't you supposed to be pushing yourself to a threshold in order to find the sweet spot of progression?
So that's a good question. So that kind of comes down to... not putting the cart before the horse. You know, before we can work on a lot of that stuff that's appropriate to push you to the next levels, the body has to be able to withstand that type of stress, right? Mm-hmm. So, of course, first and foremost, it's always building up your structure, your anatomy, to withstand some of that harder work. So we have three cycles of training. Cycle one and two are build the person to kind of the highest level of general physical preparation that every human should be able to do. And the irony is once people finish two, they're in the best shape of their lives they've ever been in. They're absolutely pain-free. They're keeping up with their teenage sons and daughters in sports. And they're like, oh my gosh, how could it even get higher than this? Well, once we build that foundation properly, without pain, minimal discomfort, only that which is muscular fatigue, so to speak, healthy communication from you. Once we do that, then our cycle three is the fun stuff. That's the specific physical preparation. That's where the cool stuff is, the sexy stuff that everyone wants to do first, but that's putting the cart before the horse. You have to build that foundation so the body can have a harmonious relationship with those stresses. If the stress is too much, you're going to see it. Obviously, pain's going to come in, and everything that we talked about, tissue destruction, joint tension, excessive joint pressure, posture, all that type of stuff. So, yeah, focusing on, we explain this a lot to, okay, well, what should I do? I have no idea then what positive feedback loops for my training. And that's where we have some things come in. First of all, tissue growth and positive adaptation versus destruction. So, and efficiency is what we talk about there. So, okay, well, what does that mean, Sean? Okay, well, let's say we take two young guys, almost as identical as we can get them, same age, height, weight, sex, training background. And let's say we have them run a mile. Let's say that's appropriate that we've built them up to be able, we know they could run a mile with no pain or destruction, so to speak. So let's say they finish the mile in the same time. Let's say 6 minutes. One guy's heart rate is 180. One guy's heart rate is 150. So obviously, the guy whose heart is doing less work is far more efficient, okay? And so that's where, in your training, we look for real efficiency adaptation, so to speak, stuff that's measurable, real performance metrics, as I would call them, to where we're looking at heart rate, we're looking at pace, we're looking at load, of course, but most of all, we're looking, is there any repercussion? Is there excessive soreness? Is there any pain or discomfort? And those are the ones we want to see absent. Obviously, first and foremost, then we look at the other factors. So we talk about efficiency. So you can start to gauge the efficiency of your training now. We look into, you should have, absolutely, your training should be relieving joint pressure and muscle tension. That's something that I think is another kind of culturally accepted thing. That if I train, I just have excess tension and pain. It just comes with, or I should say joint pains or aches. It just comes with the territory. That's absolutely false. And I mean, we could have any one of my clients on the show right now, and they'd tell you that, that the absence of joint pain or stiffness or excessive muscle tension is the key indicator that you are doing real training, what I would call training. And so that's something I really, really want everyone to experience. It's amazing. I mean, you showed me your awesome picture there, Carl. At 60 years old, the ability, imagine, to keep up with these 18-year-olds on runs, on rucks, on swims, on any type of calisthenics or acyclic stuff, pain free without tension. I mean, that's one
well, that
of the most
that you know that
things.
that's an anti aging regimen. I mean, when you know, and quite frankly, Nate and yourself, and the discussions I've had with Ron Penna from Quest, they've really gotten me to understand that the magic happens in that groove where you're doing things effortlessly and comfortably.
Yeah.
And what happens is over time from doing that, your ability to maintain that groove, but at higher workloads moves up.
Yes.
You know, when if you're like yesterday we went for a walk and I said to Lisa, let's slow it down. And I had a hard time because I'm such a jerk, you know. Right away, I'm like, she says, "I thought you said you're going to slow it down." I felt like, you know, walking faster, and I said, "You know, thank you." And we have to the sweet spot for walking is like if you were walking with no intentions of getting anywhere, you didn't have a clock. It wasn't like, "Oh, this is my 30-minute walk. Let me walk as far as I can, as fast as I can." You were just moseying along. That is where the magic is, and then your ability to maintain that level of perceived exertion actually goes up. You're able to tolerate, like, yeah, I'm walking faster and I'm still feel like I was just moseying.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the micro doses are much easier for the body to adapt to, you know, when we talk about that groove. Mm-hmm. And so one of your questions is, you know, where was the balance between don't you need to push to get adaptation? Yes, but that push is so much slighter than people think. If you abide by the principles here that we're talking about pain-free, just muscle, a little bit of muscular fatigue is okay. But then you'll notice if you do the micro dose consistently 7 days a week versus a major dose, you know, 2 to 3 times a week, the body adapts so fast that week two, now if that exertion, let's say it was a 5 out of 10, it probably feels like a 3 out of 10. So cool. Guess what? We give you just a tiny bit higher micro dose there. until that happens again. And sure enough, my guys end up getting to their cycle three with these millions of microdoses, and they are just as resilient and efficient as it comes physically. And they're like, wow, I never thought I could get to this place without pushing. And so we save that quote unquote pushing for that third cycle, where now we know both your anatomy and your physiology is conditioned properly to withstand anything we want to do with it. So now we can up the doses a little bit more to kind of those major doses, the harder runs, the sprints, the heavier ruck marches, the longer fin swims, things like that. And I just want to say too, Carl, I think the anti-aging is a perfect way to describe it. You'll see the bottom of my sheet there on the summaries. You know, if there's one takeaway for everybody listening, you know, I've got a popular saying is you need to be training, not painting. And so if we had to summarize this, you know, I really believe that if we look on this on more of a holistic scale, pain is going to enhance life's inevitable decomposition cycle. You are just enhancing your death, essentially, right? And training is all about building that resiliency, that anti-aging, that efficiency of it. And I think the sooner we can get people to really grasp that and embrace it, you have to be consistent with it enough, you know, give it a shot. It can't be something that's going to happen overnight. But, man, once we can get especially the younger population molded around that first, so they don't have to go through, you know, three or four decades of damaging the body before they finally wake up, you know, that's a really powerful impact there.
We're going to take a quick commercial break. We've got a lot more to talk about. You're listening to Military Fitness Radio. Sean's website is VSS Coaching, right? What did I say before? VSScoaching.com. And you can reach out to him there. Let him know you heard him on Superhuman Radio. We'll be right back.
Recognize when we see old glory flying. There's a lot of men dead. So we can sleep in peace at night when we lay down our heads. My daddy served in the army.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest Protein Bar, now comes the Quest High Protein Potato Chips. With 21 grams of high quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
If you suffer from abdominal bloating, relief is here. Introducing
Atrantil.
Developed by a board-certified gastroenterologist, it relieves bloating where it starts, in the small bowel. That's why
Atrantil
works while other remedies don't. In clinical trials, 88% of bloating sufferers who use prescription medications with no relief found
Atrantil
relieve their symptoms, and it's available without a prescription because
Atrantil
is made from a patented molecular combination of botanical extracts. It's not a probiotic. Plus, it's natural, vegan, gluten-free, and non-GMO.
Atrantil, Atrantil.
Atrantil. Even the name is proven to make you feel better.
Go to lovemytummy.com and use code SHR for 10% off. That's code SHR at lovemytummy.com. Lovemytummy.com.
What if a sports nutrition company actually let you try all of their best products for free before you ever bought one? You'd be dreaming, right? Well, you're not dreaming. Head over to EFXSports.com and grab their new sample kit that includes not one, not two, but 6 of their top sellers. That's right, 6 different samples of their top sellers sent out to you immediately to try.
Just cover a small shipping and handling fee, and they're on their way to you. See for yourself why EFX Sports has taken the industry by storm and why so many athletes worldwide depend on their products, dominate their competition safely and legally. Head over to EFXSports.com right now and click the EFX sample kit in the online store and get your free kit today. Once again, that's EFXSports.com.
The benefits of a ketogenic diet are immeasurable. Health, resist disease, mental function, and even performance. But getting into ketosis can take weeks, if even at all. Now you can get into ketosis in 10 minutes. KetoKana is the first ketone powder that has been clinically shown to switch you into a ketogenic state by providing a rush of ketones into the bloodstream. Like to train fasted or want to spare more muscle glycogen during workouts? Take a shot of KetoKana and hit it hard. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the KetoKana banner ad today.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing.
Wow, that's an old commercial. The truth is I've been using CanSee eye drops for 11 years now, and I credit CanSee eye drops as being the reason that I do not need reading glasses at 58 years old. CanSee eye drops improves the quality and health of your eyes indefinitely. That's why I both use and endorse CanSee eye drops. Go to wisechoicemedicine.com and learn about how CanSee eye drops can improve the health of your eyes and the quality of your vision today.
Whether your goal is to build muscle or burn fat, you'll find everything you need at Redcon One. Need help getting a good night's sleep? Try Fade Out, or the most popular pre-workout supplement on the market today, Total War. Sign up for their new Transformation Challenge and win $10,000, or shop for apparel that people at the gym will know that you are serious about your training. Need a testosterone booster that works? Check out Boomstick. Whatever you need, you'll find the best quality supplements on the market at Redcon One. Go to redcon1.com. That's R-E-D-C-O-N, the number one.com, or go to superhumanradio.net and click the Redcon One banner ad today.
Spit that out right now. This is the Superhuman Channel.
Man, I'm really doing a botched up job today on this board. I keep moving music around and it disappears. Anyway, welcome back to Military Fitness Radio. You'd think this is the first day on the job for me. And we're talking with Sean Vicenton, and we've been talking about pain-free performance and progression, which obviously has to be critical if you expect to do this for any length of time in your life. Okay, so you obviously train people what can you do for a person who doesn't get the idea that it's going to take longer than you think it's going to take? Because isn't that really where the pain starts happening? Like, because people are doing things, like you said, in your acronym, right? Positive affirmation indicating naiveness. Naiveness means like you really think you can do this already? Are you kidding me?
Ignorance, absolutely, and it's just rampant.
But we live in a time where you can lose 10 pounds in 2 weeks, you can have abs in 60 days, you can, you know, it, like the more absurd the promise, the more people it attracts. And you're going and saying, oh no, it's actually going to take longer than if you thought it was going to take long.
Mm-hmm. For sure. Yeah, and that goes to our last conversation we had, Carl, on the last episode about those success indicators, right? And so part of that is just understanding where someone's ignorance is, if you will, their naiveness there, and understanding, you know, how many dogmas they have in their head that they just can't let go of, those preconceived notions. Like I'll give you an example. You know, part of my principles, I said, my guiding ethos that govern everything I do in my coaching, the first one is everything is relative to your unique self on your unique journey at any given time. And so, for instance, some people come in with the dogma of, you know, because of a selection course, a special operations course. Someone comes in and says, hey, I watched all these videos. I heard that you have to do a million flutter kicks every hour for the entire 6 months. So I got to be doing flutter kicks. And so I'm like, well, that's not necessarily true. We need to start with the basics first, but sure. Hey, let me see a set of your flutter kicks you're doing. And they're like, ow, ow, ow. It's causing me pain in the hip.
Right.
Okay. Well, guess what? Guess what we're not going to do? We're not going to do those right now. And that's really hard for someone to be like, but my preconceived notions are in order to succeed, I have to do this. And so it's an entire process of kind of remolding and shaping someone's thought process and honestly belief system and priorities, so to speak, that are more calibrated toward ultimately succeeding versus the instant gratification and that easy button that they've been told, you know, false promises of, like we talked about, 10 pounds in 2 weeks and all that nonsense, you know?
Yeah, and unfortunately, people want to be told that. They don't believe that, you know, they want, I guess they want to believe that. That's the reality. So when you get a new person who comes to you and they have these pains, do you rehabilitate them first or you just change their training?
So, yeah, that's the crazy thing. You know, the more that Nate and I went down the crazy analytical route of how do we do this corrective stuff, the rehab stuff, it came back to understanding, which is why our definitions are like that. If you have pain, you're not doing training. If you're doing training, that's the absence of pain with all the positive adaptations we look for. And so, I'm sorry, my mind just had a brain fart, Carl. What was your question?
Well, no, but as a result of you saying that, I have a different thought, right? So
okay.
I know my ability to live with pain because of what happened to my foot and living with it for 2 years has allowed me to ignore little aches and pains, right? Because if you, you know, if the volume of this is turned up, you don't even hear the little low thing over there. And so do you encounter people who don't think they're training with pain and like because they just think, well, that's the way it's supposed to feel?
A little bit. It's more so that if I get a person like that, they're obsessive attachment to the band-aid effects. So for instance, it's someone that has dealt with, let's say, back pain for 30 years, that they have kind of dulled their listening skills to those feedback loops.
Right.
They've kind of dulled it, but more importantly, they rely on the band-aids for when it does flare up. When it finally does break through and communicates with you, ow, something's wrong, please address me. And they go, nope, Aleve, bam, Advil, bam, you know, Icy Hot, bam. And you're just masking that. You're completely ignoring it and putting a band-aid on it. And the irony of that is back to your first question about, if I rehabilitate people.
Yes.
The first and foremost thing is just to stop doing anything that causes you pain. I don't care if it's your favorite thing, your favorite exercise, or what you said, someone said was the healthiest thing in the world for you. You know, principle number one, it's all relative to you and your journey. And so, just because what worked for 5 billion other people doesn't necessarily mean it's going to work for you.
Right.
You know, and so that's where it's like the first part is, hey, if you're doing anything that's causing you pain or extreme discomfort, it's out. It's done. And so on our first cycles of cycle one training programs, there's walking and there's about 4 gentle exercises. But then again, those may need to be interchanged with, hey, this causes me pain. Okay, scrap it. I don't care how great that thing has been. We've got to learn to be very versatile and appreciate kind of everyone's own unique anatomy and training history and lifestyles and all that stuff.
Right. Very interesting. Is there anything that you want to bring forth before we wrap up the interview?
Yeah. That last thing I highlighted on the piece of paper there. I can't stress this enough. This went back to that training, screening, and assessing conversation that we had the other day. And I think this is so important for everyone, and not just in fitness, but in life itself. You know, we constantly have that innate psychological, I almost want to call it ability or need for instant gratification, right?
Right.
Here and there. And so that also brings along with the constant need to assess yourself. Hey, I need to see where I'm at always. So I'm going to go see how many push-ups I can do. I'm going to go see, you know, whatever it is there. I think the main thing that the takeaway here is that, and with your experience, Carl, you know this too, life is going to do all of the necessary assessing and destroying and breaking, all of it that you could handle and more. It's already going to do that. Your job is to build yourself to be resilient. Your job is not to add to that which you're not going to overcome in the end anyway. You know, so life is one thing. And then especially for people that want to go into the soft selection schools, that's going to add a level of difficulty that now you have life, which is already throwing all the break and more that you can handle. Then you're going to get that turned up times 100, you know. So you're trust me, you will have all the break you ever need based on those two things. So that's why our principles are to build your resilience. Don't break yourself, because there's enough break out there. You know what I mean?
And stop, so, I guess, and the other thing is stop overtesting, right? Because I relate to that. You know, oh, I need to see if I can still deadlift this weight.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't want to lose that ability. I mean, I do that myself. Is there an appropriate way to say, look, I'm going to live in this zone where things are really easy, but every so often I'm going to go off and I'm going to test myself and see if I can still do these things? And if so, what's the frequency of that?
Yeah, for sure. You know, and that goes back to the make sure you're training, not taining, that is there as well, you know. And so when you feel it's, well, let's go like it this, Carl. Before you go to test or assess yourself on anything, you should ask yourself this: have I had adequate time to train consistently? So if it's for any physical endeavor, like a good rule of thumb is at least, I don't know, 1 to 3 months. Did you properly train for that specific goal without pain? And obviously that's so relative to the goal. I'm just throwing out some generalizations here. But I've trained 3 months of deadlifts, very gently progressing without pain. I've had no postural or significant joint or muscle tensions, all the things we talked about pain. I've had none of that. So now I'd like to test or assess. Perfect, but still abide by the principles. If that assessment breaks you down to the point where it's causing pain, guess what? You either didn't train, meaning you didn't do it properly, or you just need a little bit more time to train, or a different assessment.
Right.
You know, that goes back to the whys. You know, of why is that assessment something that I want to do? Maybe it's time to let that one go and try a new one. You know.
Right. Right. Very, very good. The website is VSScoaching.com. You can reach out to Sean there, get in touch with him, retain his services, ask him questions. Don't you do a free evaluation for people?
I do a free consultation using that FIA sheet, that success inclination analysis.
Right.
That really puts you in touch with your priorities and so you can stop feeding yourself the bull crap, you know?
And make progress, because ultimately that's what you want at the end of the day. I mean, you don't want to feel beat up and run over. You want to look in the mirror and go, wow, this stuff is working. That's something that sometimes injuring yourself a couple times kind of it gets you to stop paying attention to. Sean, man, thanks for coming on early today, brother.
Hey, absolutely. Thanks, Carl. Take care.
Talk to you soon. And then Adam McVay, we'll rebook him. I'm sure that he got something mixed up. I know we're on different time zones, and there was rescheduling his last interview, so we'll get him back on for those of you who tuned in to hear him. And today is Thursday. I'm off the air tomorrow, but we have great shows starting next week. Don't miss Zad Chow's interview. It will change the way you look at science in general. We'll see you then.